We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Dana and Kistner here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you know, you spoke last week about Marmaton Valley, you know, needing to be ranked in 8-man too, and they put 80 up on you guys, but you were able to score your most points you've had in a game this season. I guess we can start with, you know, being able to score 22 points in a game where your most was 20 the previous week against Colony Crest. So do you feel like there are some changes going on, or you've just been able to make some plays and be able to get on the scoreboard?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. You know, I think that our youth is really starting to learn the offense. Like, you know, before we knew where we needed to be and what we needed to do, now we're starting to execute those things a little bit more. We're starting to play without thinking and just playing the game. You know, and for young guys, once those things start clicking, you know, they start to gain more confidence. And so that's really helped our offense really start moving. And obviously Landon being able to play these last 2 weeks and definitely helps that. But, you know, we had opportunities still to put up even more points. We got stopped there at the end of the game, fourth and goal at like the 2 or 3 yard line. So we had another opportunity to put some points on the board. We even, you know, we still punted probably 5 or 6 times. So, you know, as an offensive coach for me, that's way too many times to punt the football. But yeah, I mean, we're heading in the right direction, and we're starting to see some things click mentally for our guys, and that's starting to create some more success.
Can you talk about Landon being able to produce the numbers that he's been able to do the last couple of weeks? And I know Keenan Renfro has been a good target for him.
Yeah, Keenan, and I talk about this quite a bit with people, but Keenan is one of those athletes, like, he's got it. He's got the build, he's got the speed, he's got the quickness, he's got the hands, the jumping ability, and he's pretty intelligent football player, too. So you piece all those things together on a football field, you know, you can have a player, and he's still only a sophomore. He's developing into a pretty good one and a reliable target for Landon. And, you know, him and Tyson Bolson. Tyson had a really good game this last Friday. They started to double Keenan, and so we started targeting Tyson more, and Tyson was able to take that double back off of Keenan. So if we can keep those two working in tandem, you know, and then get Nolan Trester and Coy Wilkinson involved on the outside too, we're going to have some weapons that are going to be tough to defend.
How have your guys adjusted to a short week knowing you're playing Lebo tomorrow night?
Yeah, especially when you've got, you know, 9 guys that have been suiting up the last couple weeks, and we're only going to have 9 this week again, you know, and we're all banged up and battling through different injuries and things of such. It is difficult, you know, but we have the right – I mean, our kids have the right mindset. You know, they've come to work each of these days at practice. They know it's going to be difficult, but, you know, they haven't complained about it, so that's a positive.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Dana Kistner here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as I mentioned, you guys are playing Lebo tomorrow night, shortage of officials, and it's also your homecoming. You're playing the junior high game as well. I know, speaking with Coach Brian Hadley of Lebo earlier, you know, I know you guys didn't want to play on Saturday because, you know, there's other things going on. But getting this game in on a Thursday rather than a Friday, you know, how different is it that the guys have got to be ready? And how's your prep going to be like today going into a game tomorrow?
Yeah, so I joked with Coach Hadley that both he and I and the officials are going to get plenty of sleep tonight between coaching both junior high and high school games. But, so preparation, I mean, it's different because, you know, normally today is our – or, sorry, tomorrow is our walkthrough day, you know. But now today is our walkthrough day. So, you know, you get one less day to talk about your game plan, one less day to maybe install specific things for an opponent in that week. And so you try to cram all that into, you maybe even split that day up into, you know, your Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and split that day into thirds and add more to each of those days. So it does add a little bit more pressure to each day of preparation. And, you know, I thought that our guys handled that preparation as good as a bunch of freshmen and sophomores could, you know. So, but we're excited for the opportunity to still get to play, and we're definitely looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a long night and jam-packed with a bunch of different things. So we got to stay focused all the way through up until game time.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night against Lebo, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you, Dylan.
That is Hartford head football coach Danen Kistner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.